We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
If we human can all be like this, no? Sharing food all the time, sharing what good is to all the members, then we surely have peace in no time.
Hello and welcome Earth Protective viewers to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environs, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones.
We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Amman takes steps to preserve her biodiversity. In cultural news, the Independence Day of China, Cyprus, Nigeria, and Tuvalu are celebrated today. In community news, a Mexican hero is honored for his life-saving action. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 1st, is World Vegetarian Day. Founded in 1977 by the North American Vegetarian Society, it begins Vegetarian Awareness Month. It is a great opportunity to share with others the many benefits of the earth-saving plant-based diet through activities such as vegan parties, potlucks, seminars, wearing a vibrant t-shirt with the veg message, and distributing information such as alternative living and SOS flyers, which are available to download free of charge at www.suprememastertv.com/prints. Today is also a perfect day to take the veg pledge and adopt the cruelty-free lifestyle for good. Let's all join together to help bring about a joyful, peaceful, and sustainable world for every being. We wish you a fun and fantastic World Vegetarian Day. Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
Flying news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from Pakistan. From July through September, heavy monsoon rains triggered floods in both northeast and southern Pakistan, causing at least 50 fatalities and tens of thousands displaced. With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated an initial $10,000, followed by another $15,000 for a total of $25,000, while asking that our nearby association members please help the most vulnerable. The combined donations could obtain $494,000 in emergency aid if bought in the United States based on Pakistan's cost of living.
Arriving in the country and having covered their own airfare and accommodation expenses of nearly $9,000, our association's relief team from Formosa or Taiwan checked for the areas of most need and formed a three-phase plan. Their first stop was Muzaffarabad in the northeast with the help of Messrs. Abid and Rajesh Shah of the volunteer group All Green. Our association's relief team became aware that although the disaster victims had received food aid, many were still suffering due to the mountainous region's freezing rainy weather. The nearly 400 blankets they purchased for the residents were initially distributed by All Green until the relief team was granted access to join them, as the elderly, women, and children community members each received an extra blanket to ensure their warmth. They expressed their joy and gratitude.
Next, the relief team visited the Quran camp for residents displaced due to internal conflict, many of whom had suffered injuries or loss of loved ones. With Supreme Master Qinghai's loving aid, the team bought 2,650 kilograms of rice for these victims, which was delivered by local friends who drove 7 hours to reach the camp. It was at this time that more flooding swept through southern Pakistan, affecting some 1 million people. With Supreme Master Qinghai's additional $15,000 donation, the relief team traveled to the affected region as soon as possible and acquired over 5,300 kilograms of rice for more than 500 families in the seriously afflicted city of Badin. Due to internal conflict there, however, they were instructed to leave for their safety, and they therefore entrusted the remaining half of the food distribution along with the remaining $5,000 for further aid to the relief team's local collaborators.
Our appreciation, Pakistani All Green volunteers, for your kind-hearted help, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her detailed, loving assistance and our association's relief team for their caring efforts. Wishing the flood-affected residents a steady return to their regular daily lives, as we pray that such events are alleviated through our kinder treatment of the ecosphere.
Nesat strikes China and Aulac or Vietnam. As Typhoon Nesat swept through Hong Kong on Wednesday, September 28, it brought minimal damage but resulted in at least two people being hospitalized due to flying debris from strong winds. However, as the storm made landfall Thursday on the southern Chinese island of Hainan, officials said it was the strongest typhoon to strike since 2005. More than 450,000 people were evacuated as an estimated 1,350 houses toppled and over 165,000 hectares of crops were inundated. The typhoon also affected Guangxi province, where over 20,000 people were evacuated and 500 homes collapsed. China's Ministries of Finance and Civil Affairs stated that disaster relief efforts were being launched in the affected regions.
As the typhoon moved to the northern shores of Aulac or Vietnam on Friday, it was downgraded to a tropical storm. Officials there had issued precautionary recommendations urging farmers to harvest crops, calling boats back to port, and canceling flights. As the storm hit with wind speeds of up to 118 kilometers per hour, heavy rains were reported in northern and central areas, with warnings issued for flash floods and landslides in mountainous regions. With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asks our association members please check with regional governments to find out if help is required and to also go if possible to comfort the most vulnerable. She added that funds for urgent needs are available.
Our appreciation, officials, for your caring measures to safeguard the public, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional concern. We pray for the protection of the storm-affected people and that such disasters may dissipate as humanity's kinder lifestyles stabilize our Earth as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We need to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Calling the end of all dreams.
veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 480. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Norwegian delegates pledge support during Tanzania visit. In partnership with the UN International Labour Organization toward a goal of promoting workers' rights on a global level, five Norwegian members of parliament travelled for the second time in a year to Tanzania this past week. After meeting with officials in Dar es Salaam, the parliamentarians also visited forest plantations in Mufindi and spent a day in Arusha National Park. They concluded with suggestions for how Norway could be a better partner in Tanzania's continued growth, while highlighting environmentally conscious solutions and addressing climate change. With a $100 million donation announced toward a deforestation reduction program as well. Norwegian parliamentarians and government, we respectfully salute the altruistic spirit of your visits to Tanzania. May her people flourish in sustainable living as we strive for such support among all societies on our shared planetary home.
Nuclear power plants to be phased out in Switzerland. Amidst discussions worldwide that have questioned the safety of nuclear energy following Japan's Fukushima accident, Switzerland's parliament voted on Thursday, September 29, to forego building any new plants and to phase out existing ones. The new measure provides a 23-year window to shut down all five of the country's nuclear stations, which currently provide almost 40% of our energy. Meanwhile, the government has forecast that this change will actually boost business and employment in green technology while helping Switzerland to avoid rising electricity prices. A big bravo, Swiss legislators, for your forward-thinking initiative. May many other countries join in such measures to safeguard fellow citizens and step toward a cleaner, greener world for all.
Save our planet. In the Honduran online newspaper El Heraldo, government official and head of a September 2011 fact-finding mission, Mayor José Marcelino Iraeta, reports on an alarming level of deforestation in legally protected forests, stating that livestock grazing is a major cause for the destruction.
Save our planet. Addressing a conference in Austria on September 22, 2011, international experts warned that lakes and streams in the legendary Alps are in danger of drying due to climate change, noting a loss of water reserves and that glaciers in Switzerland alone have lost one-fifth of their surface area in the past 15 years.
I'm Luti the Fruit Bat, a joyful vegan, with a tip on a kitchen tool, the spatula. You can use this utensil to make sure you get the last morsel of your delicious vegan cake batter, animal-free mayonnaise or similar food. It's yet another way to save money and resources. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now for the weather around the globe.
In conservation news, Oman takes steps to safeguard her biodiversity. His Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Said has declared Jebel Akhdar, also known as Green Mountain, to be the Jebel Akhdar Sanctuary for Natural Sceneries. Regulations concerning access and development of the sanctuary are now the responsibility of the Minister of Environment and Climate Affairs. Among the country's most popular tourist destinations, Jebel Akhdar is known for its scenic landscape, magnificent orchard terraces, and flower petal-infused rose water. Our respectful appreciation, Your Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Said and Oman, for this eco-protective legislation. May the wonderful natural heritage of your beautiful nation be well preserved for generations to come.
In cultural news, today is the Independence Day of several countries. China celebrates its autonomy achieved in 1949. Cyprus and Nigeria honor theirs attained in 1960. And Tuvalu commemorates hers gained in 1978. China is one of the oldest civilizations in the world and has the longest continuously used written language system. China has many United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Sites, including the Great Wall, which has been widely described as one of the wonders of the world. Cyprus, an island nation south of Turkey, contains the Neolithic settlement of Choirokoitia. It is among the Eastern Mediterranean's most significant prehistoric places and is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Nigeria in West Africa is home to the UNESCO World Heritage Site Ocean Oshobo Sacred Grove, a remnant of primary high forest, which is culturally symbolic to the Yoruba people. The South Pacific archipelago nation of Tuvalu is seeking to become completely powered by sustainable energy. Gentle people of China, Cyprus, Nigeria, and Tuvalu, we wish you a memorable Independence Day. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a Mexican hero is invited to become a firefighter. We'll take a moment to give the cat her delicious vegan treat. Please stay tuned for more shining news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, supportive news for a cooperative world. In community news, a Mexican hero is honored. Juan Carlos Rocha was recognized at a special ceremony at the Governor's Palace in Monterrey, Nuevo León, for his courageous action when a building with many people inside became engulfed in flames. Mr. Rocha, who at the time was working as a valet parking attendant outside the building, rushed in and is credited with saving dozens of lives. Mr. Rocha was also invited to become a firefighter with the civil protection team in Monterrey, which he eagerly accepted. Our heartfelt gratitude, Mr. Juan Carlos Rocha, for your bravery in rescuing so many individuals. We wish you safety and success in your noble job as firefighter, with God's blessings.
For his life-saving deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Juan Carlos Rocha with the Shining World Hero Award.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Croatian entitled, Mr. Postman.
Mare kaže, kamo žuriš poštaru? Poštar kaže, nosim pisma na planinu. Mare kaže, tako puno posla, zašto ih ne ostaviš u sandučiću?
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Making Fresh Vegan Foods with author Tracy McWhirter on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
I'm grateful for this program. Thank you. Kimmo from Finland.
Excellent. The Health Hop Network.
Greetings, Kimmo, and the Health Hop Network. It's great to hear from you. Noted author, nutrition expert and speaker Tracy McWhirter and her mother, both vegans, show how much fun it is both to shop for and prepare delectable plant-based delights. May all beings be graced with exuberant health and happiness, with heaven's blessings and love.
Delicious.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May love and kindness be your cherished gifts from the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
At the first meeting in 35 years convened between the trade ministers of Pakistan and India, all agree on a plan to increase the country's trade to $6 billion over the next 3 years as a way to further enhance bilateral relations.
Sponsored by donors that include the European Commission and UNICEF, Zimbabwe's government launches a $75 million plan to protect orphans and vulnerable children through cash transfers to less fortunate families, as well as education assistance and additional child protection services.
Pianist Derek Paravicini, a 32-year-old Briton known for overcoming both autism and blindness and being able to play any song after hearing it just once, performs in London, UK's Queen Elizabeth Hall, premiering a piano concerto written for him by British composer Matthew King.
As a group of surfers and beachgoers in Southern California, USA, see a baby great white shark washed ashore with a fishing hook in its mouth, one person steps in to remove the hook as four others help in carrying the shark for its safe return to the sea.
To aid in the recovery of some 12,000 Alexis or Vietnamese fellow country persons living abroad in flood-stricken areas of Cambodia, the Alexis Embassy in Cambodia partners with the Overseas Vietnamese Association to send hundreds of packages of instant noodles and 5 tons of rice.
With 50% of direct farm subsidies going to growers who already earn more than $100,000 a year, and still others going for land that is no longer being farmed, US President Barack Obama proposes eliminating at least $3 billion in annual payments to save taxpayers' money and help balance the nation's budget.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.